I went out Friday night originally with my wife and our friends Chad and Stacy, and we went out to the food truck thing down where's that over there by the event center, and we did that, and that
Old
was
National
cool.
Center.
Yeah, exactly. We had a good time with that, and then afterwards we went. I'm like, hey, let's grab one drink before you guys drop us off at the Red Room. Just it was a beautiful night, wanted to chill on the patio, so I did that, and they ended up leaving about a half an hour after, but I was like, I'll stay out. I'll either walk or I'll Uber home, which means, you know, I'm going
to
Uber home.
Wait, so you went to Red Room by yourself?
No. Everybody came, like all four of us, two couples. We grabbed a round of drinks. Then they all went back. They went and dropped my wife off and they went home.
Right. And then you stayed by yourself?
I was like, I'm just going to stay and chill.
Okay.
So like, that's cool. Cause Lindsay had stuff she had to do the next day. So I do that, Alex. And the night, what is it? Like 9:30? I end up like staying there for a while. I run into so many freaking Joe and Alex Show listeners, which I love, by the way. I don't mean that in a bad way, but we're doing like shots with every single one of them. I don't even know how many shots I did Friday night. Like I said, I wasn't drinking and driving. I had an Uber. But that, and then I was having, I'm on my diet now, so I'm hardly eating any food because I feel full. But you know that, Alex, if you don't eat before you drink, what happens to you?
Well, I get really hammered.
Well, guess what happened to me?
You got hammered?
I got schmammered, yes. I was a hot mess. I remember talking to one couple. They were on a first date, so I kind of did a thing where I secluded each one of them and interviewed each other to see how their date was going.
Oh, my gosh, Joe.
I know, and then he's like, hey, what... Well, then he's like, hey, what did you talk to the girl about? I'm like, I don't know, man, but she seems good. And then I remember sitting and having deep conversations with some other listeners. And then there was like a guy celebrating his...
You don't know what the conversations were about?
I honestly don't, but
oh,
I know it was
no.
deep, though. And it's like, I was
oh,
like...
Oh, no.
I think it was good, though. I don't think it was anything that was bad.
Yeah, but so, I know how you are sober when you have deep conversations with listeners, and I cannot imagine...
What do you mean?
...what that means for while you were drunk.
What do you mean?
Like, I honestly feel bad for them, because I know it could not... have been like fun.
Oh my god, I have the greatest conversations with our listeners. I'm not going to attack you and your
yeah, but you tend to tell your entire life story, and if you're saying you know that you don't remember what was said but it was a deep conversation, guarantee it was your entire life
it's
story.
It's good when you open your soul, people connect. Alex, I'm telling you, open
no
it
people
up
feel trapped, like they're trying to get away and they can't.
No they don't. So I barely remember. I closed out my tab and I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go somewhere where Liv and MYK MYK took me before he left, and I went to one of their favorite hangouts, which is the...
yes, Rock Lobster.
I went to the Rock Lobster, yes.
What was that like? I've never been there.
It's awesome. When I went there before with MYK, it was like right around closing time. We literally went in there, did three shots. Listeners kept on buying us shots, and they closed like, hey, you got to leave. They kicked us out. So this time I went inside there as much. I ran into so many listeners, and I don't even remember running into everybody, but then I check my Instagram and I check my Twitter, Joe Pesh Radio, and I see like this girl from Heidi on Twitter said, Joe Pesh Radio was spotted at the Red Room, and I'm like, I don't even remember taking this picture. And then I go into Instagram, and this is right outside of there, and this is Meg Baker, I think it is, and she's like, Broad Ripple Adventure, super stoked we met Joe from the Joe and Alex Show. Do I look drunk in that photo right there, yes or no?
No, you always look the same to me.
Okay, well, that's good. No, that's good, because you've seen somebody like, oh my god, they're so wasted. So my point is, and I feel so embarrassed, I don't think I can go back to the Rock Lobster.
Why?
Oh, trust me, I've done very questionable things.
You ever get in an argument with the bouncer?
No, I actually
you did?
Done that.
I got into an argument with the bouncer, and there was a cop right outside there. I swear to you, I'm always confused by the drinking law here in Indianapolis, because I'm still only been here for like 2 years.
Oh, you can walk around with open containers. I learned that this weekend.
No, because I had my drink. I got a Red Bull Vodka, and I decided, like, I hung out for a while, and I closed out my tab, I got one drink. I thought I could drink it there and take it to go. So I don't even bring the drink outside. I'm Buzz Joe, but I'm not a drunk idiot, and this guy grabs me. I don't like being touched, and this bouncer grabs me. He's like, whoa. Don't, and I'm trying to ask him, can you take a drink outside? And he's just like, he's pushing me. I'm like, I'm going to punch you, dude. But I didn't because I'm a nice guy. And the cop's looking at me. I'm like, and I'm somewhat drunk, somewhat conscious. And I'm like, oh man, I'm going to get arrested. And I think about I'll lose my job because I was buzzed. I wasn't like super gone. And the guy's like, quit touching me, bro. I'm just like, I'm a hugger. So I just keep on putting my hand on his shoulder. Apparently that's a no-no with bouncers. You do not put your hand. So my drink gets knocked out of my hand and I just left. So I don't think I got kicked out or banned, but I don't think I'm ever...
No, they weren't exactly going to let you in either, it doesn't sound
I don't think I'll be able to get in there anymore.
Well, that's interesting because you and I both then had kind of negative experiences with bouncers this weekend because I went to a bar in Broad Ripple too, and I thought I wasn't drunk at all. I was completely sober. I was starting the night and walking in. I thought that the person in charge of the door was extremely rude to me and also wanted to check two forms of my ID before letting me in.
Maybe you look so young, that's a compliment.
No, he didn't do it to anyone else in my group. and we're all like the same age. And okay. It was totally just he was being a D-bag to me for no reason. I was furious.
You think he knew who you were and didn't like you?
I don't know. No, but
no, I'm just wondering.
No, it just for some reason, yeah, he was just being not a nice person. Well, I was not happy.
I'm not even really hating. I feel like the guy was doing his job, but I don't think he realized I was way more sober than I was. So I was like, dude, okay. And I was like, dude, I'm just asking you a freaking question. That's all I'm doing. Fine. I just left my drink, you know, after he knocked it, just left the cup there and I left. Go ahead.
Joe, I don't know how you've gone your 33 years or 32 years without knowing this. You do not touch bouncers.
No.
I didn't touch him. No.
Liv. You said you had your hand on his shoulder.
Hug. I was like, bro. I know. Bro.
I know.
I wasn't like, let's go. I
was
like,
that
dude.
Right there.
Even that.
Probably would have been arrested.
No.
I'm not in the wrong, I apologize for what happened there. I hope that I'm allowed to go back into that establishment. Not my finest
I don't
moment.
Know.
My point being, the last thing I do remember is like, what did I want to do? I wanted Qdoba, and Qdoba is open till like 4 a.m. right there in Broad Ripple. So as I'm walking by, I run into these girls and they're coworkers of ours. And I got to check because I always forget who it is. Oh, Ariana. She's one of our coworkers. I think she's kind of on our street team. And I say, hey, what's going on? Like, I remember that. And I got a picture with them. And then I went to Qdoba, got my food, and I took a lift home. Yesterday morning. So that was Friday night going to Saturday morning. Sunday at like 1 o'clock, I get a text and it says, hey, Joe, this is Ariana from Friday in Broad Ripple. And I'm like, oh, crap. I gave my number to some girl, and I'm like, what else did I do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, because like, you can't hide this stuff from your wife, right?
No.
So, and I go back and forth, and I'm trying to figure out, who the hell's Ariana? I don't remember Ariana. And I'm like, how's it going? She's like, it's going great. How's everything with you? And I'm like, these are no details. I'm like, working on Monday's show. She's like, that sounds fun. And I'm like, oh my God, finally, like, as I'm talking to her, like, back and forth in text, I'm looking at my mentions.
Well, why
on Twitter
was she texting you?
Because I gave her my number.
Yeah, but why would she just text you, though?
I don't know. I don't think she was coming on to me like that. But I finally saw, I'm like, oh, she tagged me on Twitter.
Oh.
She's like, oh, hey, I ran into, you know, my buddy Joe from the Joe and Alex show. Oh, you're looking at me like you think she's coming after me now?
No, not that. I don't understand. This is weird.
Have you ever been in a situation, though, where you accidentally, like, I don't even remember giving out my number. I wonder who else I gave my number out to.
Yeah.
I guarantee
I would be willing to bet any money at all that all the listeners that you met, you gave them your phone number.
Do you think?
Yes, you do it every single time. And you don't even, like I said, you don't even have to be drinking. You tell your whole life story and you give your phone number every single time.
I'm there for people. I mean, I'm like a free therapist. 317-239-1009. That's kind of what happened when I browned out this weekend. So I'm wondering, what happened with you? Because I didn't even remember doing that until I got a text. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, did I do something my wife's going to kill me for? She still might. 317-239-1009. Let's take one call real quick if he's still there. Hey, Ryan, you there, buddy?
Yes.
Hey, man, what happened with you? You had a kind of like a blackout thing at the 4th of July?
Oh, it was wild, man. So, you know, I'm a fairly heavy drinker. I do this often. But I was at the 4th of July party, and I had a first experience for once. So we started our 4th of July party at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon or so. Everybody's partying, having a great time. Had a slip and slide for adults set up in the backyard. It was pretty sweet.
Sounds like it.
We go to light off fireworks, and right after the fireworks, everything is sort of gone. I don't even realize this, though, until about 3 or 4 hours later when everybody's like, yeah, I'm really impressed with you, man. You came back. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? What do you mean? Like, I came back. And they're like, dude, you were like falling down drunk, like totally gone, man. They were like, you put on a women's bathing suit.
What?
And danced around the fire. And I'm like, I was like, what are you talking? They're like, yeah, man, you just like went nuts after we lit off the fireworks. You were like in a rage. It was crazy. You put like lighter fluid all over the fire, lit it with a tiki torch and a women's bathing suit, danced. Went crazy, and I was like, that sounds awesome. And
you know,
I was like, I didn't do this.
You celebrate America in a very unique way,
yeah,
my friend.
God bless you, Ryan, and I hope there's video out there. Please, if there is, share it with us. Oh my gosh, Liv the Web Girl says that we have somebody that ran into me Friday night on the phone.
Please tell me that I'm right about Joe giving away his phone number, telling his whole life story. I cannot wait to be right.
Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. First of all, did I give you my phone number on Friday night?
No, you did not.
Dang it.
All right, yes! Aha!
Did he tell you his whole life story?
No, it was actually more about because I was on a first date that night.
Oh, you were that guy.
He's the first date guy. Okay, how did it go? Did I do anything wrong?
Well, let's just say the ending of the date turned out very well, if you know what I mean.
Oh, well, good. Okay, congrats. You think Joe had something to do with that?
I think Joe brought a lot to the table. He was super positive, and, like, it was just a good time. I got some pictures with him. We met some people, like, foreign girls, like, just random people that were there, like, from Germany and Russia.
Oh, the
and, like,
Russian girl! I totally forgot about the Russian girl! She legit looked at me. She's like, I know Vladimir Putin and the KGB.
What? Okay, so here's what I think is interesting. Joe, in his life, can't do anything to get laid, but somehow he got a stranger laid.
It was a great first date.
Well, I'm glad that that worked out for you. But see, you are the exception to the rule because he was preoccupied with talking about you guys on the date, so he wouldn't have talked to you about his own real life. So we have to find somebody that he talked to that was not on a date.
You just don't want to hear good news about
no,
me out there in public.
No, it's not that it's not good news. I know you. I've been working with you for 2 years. I know how you are.
Zach, I'm so happy for you and your lady.
Yeah,
and,
congrats.
Thank you, my man. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. See, look at that.
Wow.
Are you sorry?
No. Because well, I still think I'm right. We just haven't found one of those people to talk to.
And you never will.